you were sent back from Ireland, so now you were 11.
Yeah, well, I think by the time I got here I was 12, because my birthday's March, so, and I came here in end of September, yes. Must have been 12.
So you must have, in a way, more vivid memories of the boat going home, have you?
Yes, yes.
Tell me about that.
Coming back was more comfortable. I'm still trying to find out what the name of the boat was, because I thought it was the Empress of... What does it say? Oh, forgotten now. I know that going there was... Yeah, I was said, but coming back was a different one. We didn't... I don't think it took us very long coming back. That I'm not very sure. But I know it wasn't as bad as when we went. I know that when we arrived in Gibraltar, we came off the boat and we were taken in big lorries, army lorries, and we were taken to near where my house was, and my father was waiting for us, and we got down there and of course went into the house, and I could remember the house. It hadn't changed at all. The house was exactly the same. And then a few weeks after, it was when they started that, you know, they had arranged for us to go to school. And we went, I don't know what the building was, I can't remember what it was then, but I know that the Langwall, that's where I went to school. And I could remember was the top floor. That's where I was having my lessons. And I remember the teacher's name was Miss Bonija. She was a lady that she had been evacuated to Madeira. She didn't come to England. She was one of the teachers. We had about three or four teachers there.
When the boat, just going back to the boat again, when the boat arrived in Gibraltar,
yes.
Were people going crazy? Did they sort of come off and kiss the ground?
No, I don't remember that, but we were all very glad to get off it and, of course, and see the family. And my father was there because, of course, my uncle had died here in England. Everybody was very happy to see the family, yes.
And what about your Spanish? Had you been speaking some Spanish?
Oh, yes, we had carried on speaking to, of course, to two old ladies we had, my aunties and my mum, between us. But then, of course, when you went to the shops and the schools, everything had to be English.
Did you make any English friends when you were in
Oh, yes, yes. I had a friend... because she was the only one that did the First Holy Communion with me. And I used to go to her house. And, yes, I was friendly. What I hated it was when we were in England was having to go to school in the morning and see whether my friends were still there. That was the worst part for me.
You mean that you were worried your friends might have been in a raid?
Yes, and some of them had lost their house, but they were still alive. And that's what I dreaded every morning. That was my worst problem. Well, like I said, every afternoon we would say goodbye and hope to see you in the morning. And then, of course, on my way to school, I would say, are they all there? Am I going to see them again? And, of course, being in the convent, there weren't many English people. Not many English girls, because what happened was they were all evacuated to different places. And I always wondered why the English had put us all in London. When I first went to school... My cousin came as well, and she was about, I would say, 15, 16, yes, and there were very few children of her age there, And not many of the English girls were at school.
So
we were more like a family.
Was it mostly Gibraltarians, or were there?
Yes, there was a lot of Gibraltarians there at the school. We had the English girls, but not that many. So in the dining room, we were always both the older and the younger children. And of course, my brother, because he was only 5, he was allowed to come to the same school. But once he was 7, he had to go to the school that my cousin was, because boys were not allowed after 7 to be in the convent. Yes, that's what we were always saying, the same thing. I hope to see you in the morning.
And was it ever the case that you didn't?
No, we were all very lucky, because the 4 years that I was at the school, we were all there. Okay, 2 or 3 lost their houses, but they were alive, which was the main thing.
Where were they staying, the other students?
They all had their own houses.
So they were native of London?
Yes, it was only us from Gibraltar.
So the
that
people,
we were in the hotels.
Right, so the people you're talking about were the English people.
Yes.
So when you say in the hotels, were there other hotels with people?
Oh, yes, there was one across from us, which was the Kensington Palace Mansion. That was full of Gibraltarian people. There were other 2 hotels, but they were taken by the American soldiers.
But as you say, you know, most children were evacuated from central London.
Yes.
You were put there.
Yes. Well, you see, Port likes, well, he'll tell you, but we all went to London with the evacuation, but then some that have families just left it. No, but we stayed there for the 4 years, and until they decided to take us and bring us back.